Mastery Formula, Part 1, Return to the Vision, Faith and Focus. So to get yourself started, determine 2 to 5 different goals. These could be life goals, like a character trait or quality you're trying to develop. Or they could be a current project, such as getting a master's degree or finishing your garage. So after determining the goals you're focusing on, you want to create a vision board. Now let's talk about vision boards. What is a vision board? Simply put, as my sister Mary puts it, a vision board is a tool to assist you in focusing your intentions, kind of like a magnifying glass focusing the sunlight on one spot on a piece of paper until that spot lights. So let's look at a couple of notes regarding vision boards. A vision board is most effective in the context of what I call faith and focus. To focus your intention is really effective. To have faith or to make a place for something in your heart and to proceed in life with a believing attitude is powerful. But to invoke faith and focus is the synergy of both. Something very powerful about opening your heart up to the possibility of something unfolding in your life, being still. As I've mentioned many times, not scratching for it, not clawing for it, but simply being open to it, giving a place for it, having faith, in other words. And at the same time, returning to that vision every day. This is what we mean by faith and focus. I'm going to have faith, I'm going to make a place for it, and I'm also going to return to it. By the time I get up tomorrow morning, sometimes I forgot what my vision is, so I'm going to return to my vision. And what helps facilitate that often is my vision board. What are the pictures? What are the words I'm going to return to? So faith and focus is amplified through your vision board. Or sometimes just your own mental pictures or sort of trailers, different scenes in which you choose to have joy and positive feelings surrounding those scenes, giving yourself to the possibility of these scenes unfolding. Another thing to keep in mind about faith and focus is that it's intuitive, and it's different from person to person and from moment to moment. So after I've put up some really important pictures on my vision board and maybe some words, or maybe even just some words, bear in mind, sometimes the most powerful phrase you can use is sometimes a very short phrase, just 3 to 4 words. But sometimes you're going to feel a need to really lay something out, to drill deep into something that you really would like to see unfold. I've got a picture on my vision board of Mr. Rogers, and I've got the words kind and gentle. I've got another picture of a man kneeling in prayer, and I've got the words calm and discerning. But I've got another picture of a Jedi Knight, and I've got the words, I am prepared, settled, ready, and willing for God to work through me at all occasions. So what you put on your vision board is going to be something that means something to you. Whether it's a certain picture or a certain phrase, whether it's a short phrase or an in-depth sentence or even a paragraph sometimes. The bottom line is what you're trying to put on your vision board in those pictures and phrases are things that really mean something to you. These are the visions that you feel inspired to hold for your life, the possibilities you feel called into. So going back to the process of faith and focus, you come to your vision board, or sometimes as you're driving to work, you come to your vision board in your mind, the different visions you're going to be returning to. Or sometimes you're going to do a combination of both. You're going to be looking at pictures on your vision board as you get ready for work, as you brush your teeth, as you even kneel down and pray, and you're going to invoke faith and focus in a different way from moment to moment. And of course, this is different from person to person. So sometimes I'm going to quietly simply give place to something, just to be present to its possibility as I look at these pictures, or even as I drive to work and think of different images in my mind, different scenes, different trailers. I think of myself talking to somebody at work, or I think of myself talking to one of my children and how I want that to unfold, what I want it to feel like. I actually live into that future moment. I create a new neural pathway in my mind as I bring the future into this present moment of meditation. And sometimes I'm going to look at a picture or look at a phrase on my vision board and see a certain picture unfolding. So I'm using pictures and phrases on my board in combination with different scenes that I'm going to be present to in my mind, or I'm going to just be present to these pictures in my mind. It's whatever occurs to you. The bottom line is the phrase, faith and focus. I'm going to return to my vision, or my two or three or four or five different visions, different goals, different pictures, different phrases in connection with these goals. I'm going to return to my vision every day. And I'm going to bring my faith and I'm going to bring my focus on these visions every day. I'm going to quietly simply give place to something, for instance. Just going to be present to its possibility. I'm going to see myself doing certain actions that lead to this vision or goal. I'm going to see myself doing certain things that lead to this goal. I'm going to ask God for His strength in taking steps to what I'm seeing. For the strength it takes to take these steps leading to this goal, as I see myself taking these steps. I'm going to thank my Heavenly Father in advance for what I'm seeing unfold in my life, so that it has this tendency to bring that future moment into my present experience, erasing all the resistance between now and then. For in God's existence, it's already occurred. So I'm simply giving place to what's already happened, in a sense. I'm going to thank Him for everything just as it is, and for this new unfolding reality that I'm thanking Him for in advance. So you see, I can do any of these things. I'm just listing different possibilities for what might occur to you in the process of returning to your vision, in the process of faith and focus. I might even ask my Heavenly Father, what am I not seeing? Or in connection with the road that leads to this, another goal. And I'm going to combine different pictures and visions and in fun, creative ways, repeating all of what I just mentioned above. Just whatever occurs to you by inspiration. The other thing to keep in mind with a vision board and returning to your vision and faith and focus is that you want to start anywhere in any way. I love the way Kirk Duncan talks about vision boards. He suggests just creating a square on your bedroom wall made out of blue painter's masking tape. You can use Google presentations. You can just write down words without visions. Or you can just clip up pictures without any words. Or you can attach certain key phrases with certain really important pictures that you put up. So the secret here is simple. You are focusing your intentions in the context of your faith.